I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Eritrea is the focus of the United Nations because of a call to justice over crimes against humanity. It's also a country notorious for persecution. But are those issues connected? Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says, yes. With the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this Sunday, it seems fitting that Nettleton leads us in prayer.
Father, I want to lift up our brothers and sisters in Eritrea. I think of so many of them who are in prison today. Father, I pray for their families. In many cases, they haven't seen them the entire time they've been in prison. Just encourage them. And Father, we also want to pray for the persecutors, that you will have your messengers in the right place at the right time to reach the hearts of people who need you in Eritrea. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And yesterday we talked about the U.S. presidential election and our nation's crisis of hope. Today we're looking at tangible examples of how we can be ambassadors of Christ's hope to others. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Ron Hutchcraft gives the example of social media.
Facebook is a battlefield right now, and it's a political battlefield, and it's a very opinionated battlefield. And the fact is, like on social media, in our everyday demeanor with people, we ought to be the person who lives like we know who is really in charge. Whoever's in the White House, God is on the throne.
So pray for our churches to embrace unity in Christ and for our communities to experience the transformational power of the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.